All right, and for the first time on Equalizing Distort today, we are presenting a French-Canadian punk rock band. We've never had a band from Quebec before, which is a sad state of affairs, since La Belle Province is only a few hours down the 401. Now, starting on my right, why don't you each introduce yourself and tell us your favorite English expression.
All right, that's my favorite expression. I'm Paul Best, I play the drums.
I'm Touchstone, I sing, and favorite expression. Don't know.
That's a good one.
I am Boredom, and I play the guitar. And my favorite expression, I don't know.
I am Johnny Deja Vu, et je parle français. Salut.
All right, now we'll start with the boring stuff. How'd the band start?
2-3 years ago, in 2001, November, I think.
Okay. And was there the intention of, you said that all the members of the band have different tastes in music.
Yeah.
Did you, I mean, when you think of Quebec, the style of punk you guys play isn't something that comes to mind. We generally think of pop punk and crusty metal hardcore stuff. I mean, did you set out to play 70s punk sort of stuff, or did that just kind of come from the mix of your influences?
That's the thing we like most. So.
Yeah.
Did you feel there was a lack of that, and there needed to be a band doing that?
You mean in Quebec City?
There's
yes.
No band at all. There's a couple of bands, but they're not okay.
Yes, they were good bands maybe a decade
ago,
a couple of years, like the Secrétaire Volant.
Okay.
But no, there's not many 70.
They all moved to Montreal anyway.
Yeah. So would you say that your influences are mostly from outside of Quebec?
Oh, yeah.
And what are your influences chiefly? Have they changed in the time you've been a band?
They change a lot.
They change. It used to be Celine Dion. No.
it's our fourth drummer, so, and they're all different, so we change a bit the sound.
But we don't change clothes.
Six drummer.
Okay. Are they hard to get along with? I mean, are you going to be quitting soon?
No, we're having fun time.
Okay, good. All right, you got a bit of flack in the Maximum Rock and Roll review. There was it seems them looking at the record that your label was merely a division of some giant corporation. How did you decide?
It's a top secret agency conspiracy thing.
Is this part of the Kretschen scandal? Maybe few million dollars thrown at you to put out a record, and you had to come up with something faster.
Yeah, it's political thing.
Advertising agency.
Yeah.
The album was financed by the syndicate.
The government.
You probably shouldn't tell me anymore. I don't want to know. I could be in danger.
Yeah. You could be in danger.
All right. How many did you make?
500.
And 1,000 jackets, so you can repress.
Maybe we will, but maybe no, maybe not.
How's
really?
Extra sleeve.
And now this is your first release. I mean, how's it selling?
What?
How's it selling? How are you learning the ropes of distribution? Are you finding
platinum,
it hard putting out
platinum
your
record?
Sending a lot of records for free.
Really?
Yeah. To some place like record companies and.
We do. All the job ourselves, try to promote it, and we go in stores ourselves. We should get a distributor to help us.
We'll have to talk
about
that after.
We're on the bump mailing list and on the underground medicine.
Mm-hmm. And for anyone listening, undergroundmedicine.com, a great mail order site and a good place to get the Aversions record, which I recommend you do. Now, also, it's special enough for a band to choose to make their first record, actually a vinyl record these days, but you guys kind of played it safe and put the CD in there as well. Any particular reason you chose to do that?
It's cheap. When it's cheap, I like to buy it, so people gonna buy it if it's cheap, and
yeah,
get the copy for the road and the copy for at home. So
fair enough. Okay.
Punk rock.
Now, I was talking to a guy recently from Montreal about the fact that it seemed in the 70s there was very little punk in Quebec. In the 80s, Montreal especially had a pretty big hardcore scene, but it seemed to really catch on quite a bit later. I mean, Toronto and Vancouver both had big scenes in the 70s. Montreal didn't.
There was a band called Les Lutins.
The which?
Les Lutins.
Okay.
It's like the gnomes.
Okay.
Maybe, but in French. And they're all like 14s.
Really?
Yeah, and it's in 65.
Oh, I was going to say, because there was a 60s garage punk scene, and then an 80s hardcore scene, but yeah, you never really hear about a 70s punk scene.
Yeah, there's a missing link. Everybody was smoking pot.
Well, he said this had something to do with the fact that, in his opinion, that in the 70s, Quebec nationalism was quite strong, and that there was a real sort of feeling of disinterest in things coming out of Quebec, that people were just into Quebec culture. So they really weren't interested in things coming from outside the country, or from outside the province, rather. And maybe that weakened in later years. Would you say that's...
It's smarter than... It's like a hippie thing. They like... Because it's not high school. It's like... We have just this in Quebec, it's the Cégep.
Yes. Yeah.
It's in the middle.
Yeah.
And they're all hippies smoking pot and in the 70s. But they were like... c'est quoi les chansonniers? Folk singer.
Yeah, yeah. Robert Charlebois.
Yeah.
But
no punk.
Do you feel isolated in Quebec City from
no, music outside? No, a couple of bands right now, but they're not really punk. They just play rock and roll.
Okay.
But there are less group than before that come to Quebec to play.
Yeah, because they all go to Montreal.
And they used to come to Quebec too when they were coming to Montreal, but now it seems like they're coming... less often.
That's why I ask, because Quebec's a decent-sized city. It's not too far away, but you just don't really seem to hear a lot about, you know, it seems to be, Montreal seems to be about as far as people go.
But I think I know what you mean. We're kind of isolated.
Do you have any plans to travel further? I mean, is it a deliberate intention of the band to try and get beyond Quebec?
Yeah.
But there's lots of place to play, so... We got a van, so we're gonna put gas in. We're gonna roll.
New wave van, actually.
And you're saying that there is a good scene in some of the smaller cities in Quebec, Sherbrooke and Chicoutimi, Trois-Rivières. Are these good places to play?
Yeah. Wild people.
Ottawa.
Not really Trois-Rivières.
No.
There's a pretty a big hardcore new school scene and all this. In Quebec, but in Lévis, just across the big river we got, Saint-Laurent.
Are you able to fit in that scene at all? Can you play those shows, or is it just...
We don't want to, so...
No, I don't blame you. Okay. And how has reaction been to the LP? You said you've been sending out a lot of free copies and such. Have you been getting a good response?
Yeah,
most people like it.
I think
we just need to pass the word with
the vinyl thing is good too.
Yeah.
It was just a CD, nobody cared.
I agree. Yeah. And have you heard any interest from labels? Anybody interested in
no.
Any more offers?
No, not yet. Maybe Never, we don't know.
Okay,
we'll see.
If not, we'll continue with the world entertainment, world domination entertainment thing.
Yeah.
And are any of you in any other bands? Do you have any other projects on the side?
The bass player, he's in another band called Manhattan Love Suicides.
Mannequin Love Suicide?
Manhattan.
Oh. Electronic, this is the electronic stuff.
It's like it's a Richard Kern movie.
Yeah.
Like short films he did.
Like hardcore called, and...
Yeah. Okay. And there were a part called Manhattan Love Suicide.
Okay.
That's where it came from. Right, my friend?
Right. Cool. Now, another thing, I don't agree with this myself, but seeing the Maxim review, it said a couple times that your LP seemed a little too clean, a little too polished, yet live, you're an extraordinarily energetic, raw, you're an exciting band to see.
Thanks.
Do you think that there's, is the emphasis on the versions more as a band for the studio or in a live setting, do you think? Do you play to support the record, or is the record merely something you do because you're a live band?
We got good songs, so the thing was to do a cover, a good cover too, with a nice packaging.
It looks like a Buzzcocks record, it's great.
But I don't know why we should do the dirt art with just trying to prove that we're trash or don't know.
Like it's punky to be dirt or something.
Yeah, like the usual rock and roll.
And you were talking about, you have a really nice website and there's a couple of videos on there. How did those come about?
Just one.
Is it just the one?
Yeah, it's just one, yeah.
Oh, okay. How did that come about?
Oh, it's one of our friends that make short movies, and there's a thing called Kino. It's around the world. They make short films.
Okay.
And he's with that, and he just wanted to make something with us. So.
Great. Have you submitted that to television or anything?
No.
To get it on.
No, it's just on the website.
Really?
It's gonna stay on the website.
That's good. It's good. All right. I guess we'll cut this short. Anything last, final you want to say, or?
No, not really.
Contact us if you want to book us.
And that address is theaversions@hotmail.com. It's a simple one, and the website is theaversions.ca. So check it out.
Canadian.
Thank you for coming.
Thanks.
Thanks.